Hello and welcome back to Zen with Jen. I'm your spiritual coach, Jenna, and I want to know, can you feel it? Can you feel the magic in the air today? Because not only is it a new moon in Leo, it is also the peak of the Lion's Gate portal. And if you're not sure what that means, don't worry, I had no idea either. But I looked more into it, and what this time is, it's when the Earth is in alignment with a star, a very special star. I don't know. Apparently, the Earth is in alignment to something special, and it opens up a portal of possibility. So this is a beautiful time to manifest your deepest desires. And no pressure, no pressure. You just got to figure out what you want out of life and then it happens, right? Wrong, because not only does manifesting take inspired action, it also takes knowing what the fuck you want. And I don't know about you, but I have no idea what I want right now or what I want to manifest. And in order to do that, you have to have a clear vision. So if you are on the same boat that I'm on, don't worry. I got some journaling prompts to help you connect with your heart's desires and dig deep and figure out what you want to manifest and how to use this magic that is surrounding you and this energy that is surrounding you to its fullest potential. And these journaling prompts are going to tap into that Leo energy because it's the Leo new moon. And if you listened to my last podcast episode, you will understand that Leo is the vibe right now. It is such good energy and it is fierce. It is ferocious. It is determined. It is driven. It is ambitious. It is fun, courageous, all the good vibes. It is challenging you to step into your power. So with that being said, my friend, get yourself a journal, get yourself a pen. That's very important. Something to write with, something to write on, maybe a cup of tea, set the mood with some candles or incense. Feel free to grab your crystals or shells and burn some sage and just take some time for you right now. Take a couple deep breaths and really get settled into the space. Allow yourself to write freely with no judgments and no holding back. Let go of this idea of perfection and allow your heart to speak. I recommend you pause after every question just to give yourself time to think, reflect, and write. Take as much time as you need to really dig deep. Like I said, don't hold back. So the first prompt, what is a goal or experience you've been wanting to have lately? This can be anything from an adventure, a trip somewhere, a number in your bank account. Maybe you've been trying to manifest or experience financial freedom. Take the time to get clear on what you can't stop thinking about. A boy? A girl? A relationship? Take the time to get clear on what you would like to call into your life right now. The next question is a follow-up one. So after you figure out what you'd like to call into your life, what experience you would like to have, I want you to ask yourself, how can I take inspired action with each passing day? Because this is where people get caught up in manifesting and, you know, goal, even attaining goals. We want it the next day. Like, you have your heart set on it and then you want the results instantly. But it takes time and it takes inspired action. It takes work on your end. Because in order to manifest, the universe wants to see how serious you are about it. So again, ask yourself, how can I take inspired action with each passing day? Because when you show up and you put in the work, you're putting that energy out there, that you're ready and that you are willing for this experience to happen. You're willing to do whatever it takes. So, how can you take inspired action today and every day? The third question, what habits are holding you back from reaching your fullest potential? Now, this one's hard because you really have to dig deep and call out your bullshit. Call out your bullshit and get honest with yourself and tell yourself, like, what is holding me back from reaching my fullest potential? Envision the brightest version of you and then assess the way you're living and the habits that you're practicing, the self-sabotage that you're doing that's keeping you from being this version of you that your heart really wants to be. It's definitely the hardest thing about growth, is like calling yourself out on your shit. But when you are aware of it, you can fix it and you can work on it. And that's where the real magic happens. So what habits are holding you back from reaching your fullest potential? Don't worry, we all got shit we need to work on, even me. Okay, question number 4. This is a fun one, okay? This is a fun one. Shifting our focus from the bullshit to the good shit. I want you to ask yourself, what activities make my heart happy and how can I do more of that? So what are the things that bring you joy? Again, we are in this Leo energy and Leo is all about fun and playful flirtiness. So like, what are the things that bring you joy and how can you practice that on the reg? It is so important to prioritize happiness, but you got to figure out what makes you happy in order to do so. So take some time to figure out what makes you happy and ask yourself, how can I do more of that? Moving on to our next prompt. It's in full alignment with the Lionsgate portal. The peak of the portal always falls on August 8th, which is 8-8. And in numerology, it's very special because eights not only represent infinity, but it also represents abundance. And that is why I want you to ask yourself, what area of my life would I like to see more abundance? So this could be your energy. This could be, again, your bank account. This could be time or even opportunity. Get clear on what you would like to see more of in your life. And then a little bonus, I want you to create 3 affirmations, positive affirmations, that will help you really manifest this area of abundance in your life. So, for example, if you're trying to manifest more money, here are some affirmations for that that I use because I'm always trying to manifest money. So one of the ones that I use is, I am a magnet for money. I repeat that to myself regularly when I'm at work. I attract money easily and frequently. And another one that I like to use is, money flows freely into my life. So yeah, get clear on what area of your life you like to see grow and become abundant and fruitful, and then create 3 positive affirmations for you to repeat regularly to help you get there. And the final journaling prompt is very aligned with the Leo energy because Leos are very brave. Think of the Wizard of Oz. Actually, he was on the hunt for courage, but he finds it at the end. Spoiler alert. But yeah, lions are very brave and courageous. So there are times where I am scared shitless because I have no idea what's going to happen, or I don't know the outcome of something, or something seems too big or out of reach. I let my fear get the best of me and I end up not even going through with it. So again, this is a time where we're trying to step into our fullest potential. Possibility is anywhere and everywhere. So I want you to ask yourself, what scares me and how can I conquer that fear? For me, it's dating. It's dating because I don't like giving up my time. So I got to conquer that fear and get on some freaking dating apps or something and practice. But for you, it could be something else. Maybe it's heights. I don't know. But what scares you? At the end of the day, it's really vulnerability. I think vulnerability scares everyone. Now I'm just rambling. So getting back on topic, what scares you? And how can you conquer that fear like the fierce lion that you are? And again, this new moon energy is very special. So when you're done journaling and feeling all the feels, take some time to set a couple intentions that align with this energy, with what your heart just said, because that's what's going to help you show up every day as the best version of you. And in turn and in time, you will grow to the brightest and fullest expression of yourself. And that is the magic of the moon, people. That is the magic of the universe and this Lionsgate portal, even though no one really knows. I mean, astrologists know, but I don't really know what the situation is. But if people are telling me that there's good jujus in the air, you better believe I'm going to tap into it. And I hope that you do too. And I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for trusting me with your heart and your heart's desires and helping you dig a little bit deeper into understanding and knowing yourself. And if you liked what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and feel free to share it with a friend who would also enjoy it. And until next week, stay zen, my friend.